This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Bram.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, former Bush advisor Karl Rove thinks John McCain may have been too aggressive in his attack ads of Barack Obama. We'll have more on that in a moment. First, though, back to our top story, the collapse of Lehman Brothers.
Ben Levinson covers the markets for Business Week. He's a staff editor there. He joins us on the line now from New York. And Ben Levinson, first of all, how are the markets responding to this collapse?
I think as you would expect them to, they opened down quite a bit this morning. They've bounced around a little bit, but they're still down over 2% today.
And in Europe?
I think they're down as well.
Right. But not as down as some had feared.
No, I mean, I think some people had feared that there would be quite a meltdown over this. And really, we haven't even hit the lows of the year yet. We're close, but we actually traded lower back in July.
Okay. Well, let's go back a little bit and talk about something that a lot of people are wondering, and that is, where was the federal government before the Lehman collapse, and did it do enough to prevent this kind of problem on Wall Street, and should it do more?
Well, I think in the short term, they've really done all that they can do to try to ease the Wall Street and the economy through the situation that we're in. They can't take over every financial institution. It would just take too much money. And it was deemed that Lehman was not too big to fail.
Right. And but in terms of talking about regulation in the first place over things such as derivatives of mortgage-backed securities, these kinds of financial instruments.
Well, clearly, there wasn't enough oversight of what was going on in many of these markets. There's so much that's happening that just is invisible, really, to almost anyone who's taking a look at it. And the government really didn't do what it needed to go ahead and figure out what the banks were doing or what the risks were to some of these institutions if things went bad.
And talk a little bit about why other financial institutions, if you can, didn't come in to save Lehman Brothers like they have with other financial institutions in the past.
Well, I think at this point there are two problems. First is that Lehman was damaged goods by this point. They'd been beaten down so much that there really wasn't much there to gain by buying them, and there was a lot to lose in terms of the assets that they held. And without government backing like you had with Bear Stearns, no one wanted to come in and take that risk. Bank of America came into the weekend looking to buy Lehman and bought Merrill instead because Merrill was just a much better brand and a lot less risky.
But is there any risk associated with Bank of America buying Merrill?
Oh, absolutely. Merrill holds a lot of bad assets itself. I think S&P is already taking a look at Bank of America's credit ratings to decide if they have to downgrade those. But I think Bank of America is looking towards the end of this crisis and sees the opportunity to get their hands on a great franchise that will pay off for them once this is all over.
Both John McCain and Barack Obama are calling for an overhaul of the financial markets in terms of regulation and that the government needs to have new rules. What kinds of new rules are people talking about?
Well, I think all the organizations that do the oversight are so fractured at this point. One regulator looks at the banks, one looks at financial institutions, another looks at the commodities markets. They're all over the place, and unfortunately, the banks themselves are not operating in small pockets, but are huge entities. And you really need, I think, one entity is what they're talking about to watch over everything. So that they're interconnected in a way that they just aren't right now.
Ben Levinson is a staff editor at Business Week magazine. Ben, thanks a lot.
Thank you.